Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is Gresh and Fourier.
Matthews in, and he scores!
Well, Austin Matthews has been awesome tonight.
And Toronto will go home tied at one game apiece.
It's that time.
Gresh and Fourier right now on WEEI.
Commercial free for the next 25 minutes. And unfortunately for the Bruins, it was, it was a goal-free third period for the Bruins, unfortunately, and losing last night 3-2. Do you put the blame on? Do you put the blame on Big Lean? Do you put the blame, Fourier, on Jim Montgomery for going with Linus Ullmark in net last night in the Bruins' loss?
See, this is the problem with this strategy.
What?
This is the problem with the strategy.
It doesn't, doesn't make all of us happy?
Well, no, it just creates so much, so many issues. It's like so much criticism. Like somebody has a crystal ball. If Swayman was in the same situation when Austin Matthews has this unbelievable pass, it looked like a post route that he caught mid-stride, okay, catches it with his hand, the go-ahead goal, which ended up being the go-ahead goal in the third period.
It was a hell of a play.
It was an unbelievable play. Gets behind McAvoy. It reminded me of a wide receiver running past a safety with their feet stuck in the mud.
Mm-hmm.
He couldn't adjust. He couldn't, disrupt it. It's a clean catch, and it's a clean breakaway. So am I to assume that Swayman makes that stop?
No. Absolutely not. That's a hell of a play by a guy who scored, 69 goals this year?
Yeah, he's pretty good.
To me, the bigger issue was what happened defensively on that play. I don't know if I completely co-sign with Jim Montgomery on the no regrets line, but I cannot look at last night and
say— No regrets
say,
as far as the goalie,
yeah,
real quick?
Okay. Yeah, yeah, as far as putting Ullmark in there, I can't pin it on Big Lean. Could he have been better? Yes, he could have. To me, the bigger issue coming out of last night was you got one goal 5-on-5. And we talked all regular season. Whenever there would be the consternation or the aggravation of an overtime loss for the Bruins, it was, they're not going to play that way in the playoffs. Don't worry about it. But you still got to be good 5-on-5. And to me, that was the bigger issue last night. Defensively playing with fire. Now, we do have to add a little level of context. Andrew Peak messes up his finger, isn't available for the third period. So you're playing the third period with just five defensemen. So I'm sure there'll be a lot of people who are like, call the ambulance. It's the playoffs. I don't care.
Yeah.
But I thought those five guys really busted their hump last night. And that play by Matthews, that was the one that really bit him in the ass. That was the one where you get behind the defenseman, and like you said, it's like getting behind the safety. It turns into a clean catch, let's say,
yeah,
for someone like Matthews.
It almost feels illegal, to be honest with you.
To where he can do something with the puck. I don't think we can sit there and say if Swayman were in, that save would have been made. To me, Christian, last night was much more about not being able to generate enough scoring opportunities. Like, Marshy had five shots on goal. The fourth line had two. The fourth line scored the first goal last time out. So automatically you started to get the lines going right away. Toronto did a good job of not trying to be physical against the Bruins this time. It was much more about skating. So Toronto deserves credit, but I as much as I didn't like Ullmark playing last night, that's not why they lost.
No, agreed. And that's why I think it's just their whole philosophy on the just draws the attention and puts the attention on really something that is really in the end irrelevant. It's insignificant. He wasn't the reason why you lost. Would you like him to stop that last Austin Matthews goal? Like, of course. I mean, but that was an unbelievably tough situation, and he lost. Maybe next time he wins.
Yeah, my quibble is more about how the Bruins really didn't generate enough offensive chances last night.
To your point. Okay, I thought the best sequence that the Toronto had was when you had Bertuzzi with the chop on Marchand, and then it's 5-on-4, and they killed the penalty. That was in the third period. I thought that was probably their, like, it was in the third period. It was after they were down, after a Matthews shot, a goal goes in. And then you have an opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
It was horrible. It was like they were completely discombobulated. They couldn't stay in their own. They could not generate any offense. That, to me, was the difference maker in the third period. Now, again, they pull the goalie late, and it seems like there's a scrum at net. And you're like, holy crap, is this thing going to go in?
No.
No, it didn't. But I really thought that PK by Toronto in the third period was ultimately like their best sequence, like as far as closing it out, because they could not generate any offense.
After the game, I mentioned what Jim Montgomery said about Linus Ullmark. It was pretty much the first question post game. What about Big Lean? Here's what Monty said.
No second guesses. He was terrific. He made multiple big time saves. And it's the strength of our team. Both of them played really well, right? I mean, we only scored two goals.
The 413 says, I have a new narrative for you. It's not the goalies, because Linus played outstanding. It's the team. They play better for Swayman.
See, and again, that is part of my issue with this rotation.
In what it creates.
Let's create this. Okay, yeah. No. It's almost like you give yourself an excuse. Even it now, this is the crazy part.
Radio Gaga in the Twitch chat. Score more goals there. All's fixed.
Yeah, no, but we're going to break it down a little. We're going to peel a couple more layers down. That is ultimately.
Yeah, it is that easy. All right, well, I guess we're done. See you later. Radio Gaga, go sit and stare at the Family Feud all day then.
When everyone talks about the most important stats in anything, it's like, okay, what's the most important stat in football, Gresh, that determines winning and losing?
Turnover ratio.
Okay, no, I led you to it wrong. It's points scored.
Oh,
whoever scores the most points.
I thought you
wins.
Were. I thought
no,
you
no,
were
no,
good.
That's part of it.
I was thinking, oh my God, Fourier's about to get into neutral zone
no,
and
no,
the
no,
difference
no,
there.
No.
I'm like, oh my no. God, this is a breakthrough.
No, of course.
1-3-1.
Yeah, no, of course. It is. It's points scored. It's goals.
No,
it's,
but
it's,
to
it's
your
score more goals.
A,
of course,
a texter in the 774 rotating goalies after Swayman played so well only creates damned if you do, damned if you don't. And that's where I think you're sort of landing on this is that it if you win, then hey, you made the right choices. But if you lose, because you do have a choice, you should have gone with the other guy. When in reality, the goaltending was a part of the loss. It wasn't the reason why they lost.
Yeah, but it does create favorites, is I guess ultimately whether you
how
want
do you
to
mean
admit
by
it,
that?
Hey,
you mean with the coaches or the
I know
players?
Bailey Zappi is not a better quarterback, but holy crap, we won with him. Favorite. All I know is I know he's not as talented, but we win with him. And I know he doesn't give us a better opportunity to win, but holy cow, we just won two in a row. Favorite. Even though it's not the better choice, it just circumstances allowed you to choose him and to anoint him as the reason why you win, mm-hmm. even though he's not a better option. It's just human nature. It just happened. So, hey, we won with Swayman. All right, guys, getting back on our feet again. I know we're on the road, but we got the Swayman in there tonight. And, you know, we always win when the Swayman's in there. Even though, because all I was doing, you know what I was doing while I was watching this stupid game was bugging the crap out of me. Because I didn't want this to be – I knew this would be the issue. It's like, okay, so Swayman gave up one goal in the first game,
mm-hmm.
right? I'm like, okay, so oh, he has to only give up. Oh, Mike only has to give up one goal. And that way it'll still be even. Because if he gives up two and they win, holy cow, they're going to say Swayman was better. That's the better option. No, because look, he gave up two goals. Oh, no, sure enough, now he gave up three goals. And one of them was a breakaway. It was a high-level, massive, terribly tough to stop.
Mm-hmm.
And sure enough, he gives up the go-ahead goal. Now, whose fault is it? Whose fault is it? It's you can easily say, listen, if Olmark stops that shot, well, listen, maybe we go into OT, maybe get another opportunity. He's still my list of issues with the loss. He's not even on it. He's not on it.
Yeah, I don't think the again, this team needs to win 5-on-5. If they do that, then it doesn't matter who's in goal because you're generating scoring chances. You're possessing the puck more. There's everything that leads to scoring, more offensive opportunities, things like that. But it is going to be the giant sort of like question bubble hanging over this hockey team. The what if you just went with one guy? What if you just went with Swayman? I don't agree with the people who are saying that they play better for Swayman than they do Linus or something like that. I'm sure there are quibbles that teammates or players might have between the two, but this team's been pretty damn good for a while. I don't think over the 2 years that we've seen this whole goalie swapping going on that we can really hone in on, well, here is something consistent with Swayman, here is something consistent with Allmark. This team's been pretty good with both those guys in there. And, you know, if anything, I'm seeing a lot of in the Twitch chat, and good morning to the Twitchers, twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. You can also get us on YouTube, type in WEEI, click right on the live stream link. Also, text us at 37937. And some people are getting on Charlie McAvoy today. 774, blame starts at McAvoy and Grizz. Both were awful. Awful might be a little strong, but they weren't great. And I think that's the whole, you know, there's a standard that Charlie McAvoy is going to be held to from the real long-time astute hockey hardo Bruin fan because they have great defensemen to be able to compare McAvoy to. So he is going to be held to a high standard. He was not great last night. He was a part of that, you know, ultimately the game-winning goal. So I can understand people coming down on him, but McAvoy's going to be one of those guys where, hey, I saw Bork, I saw Chara, I saw this person. So there's going to be a lot of comparing going on for a guy like McAvoy, especially in moments like this. I know he's taking some heat today. Your thoughts on the Bees at 617-779-7937. The Red Sox will open a series in Cleveland. So right after this show, we are going to Detroit for the draft. The Red Sox are in Cleveland. It's a 5:10 pregame with Keefe on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. So a 6:10 first pitch in Cleveland. So they're going. Billy, is tomorrow's game 6:10 as well in Cleveland? I don't know if you know. Oh, it is, Nick. Thank you. So they're going 6:10, 6:10, 1:10 out there in Cleveland. I don't know. I guess maybe they don't have the kind of traffic that we do. So 6:10 starts, you can get there on time. Maybe there's plenty of parking around the Jake or Progressive Field or whatever the hell they call that thing now. But the Red Sox coming off of a sweep in Pittsburgh. Now they do it against one of the better or I don't know, a team that has gotten off to a very good start in the Cleveland Guardians. I won't say one of the better teams in baseball. I'll just caveat it with they're off to a good start.
Yeah, do we even know, like, is anyone back? Is Devers back? I mean, who's healthy?
Devers wanted to play in the last game against Pittsburgh, and Cora told him no. So I imagine Devers is going to play tonight.
Okay.
Yeah, in terms of that, we've got nothing official. And it is best record in the American League for the Cleveland Guardians. And in terms of overall in baseball, they're just a half a step in front of the Atlanta Braves in terms of best record in the bigs. And you're right. I think for the Red Sox here, Christian, it's twofold. Number one, keep the momentum going. But number two, who's back? Who's in the lineup? Who's going to be able to give you some at-bats? Who's going to be able to give you some innings? Who are the people that that will ultimately make their way back in? Because we know they're down Story. We know they're going to be down Casas. We know there are pitchers that are down. And you've got the Guardians sitting there, who I'm sure, even though the Red Sox come in at 13-10, I would have to think if you're the Guardians, you're like, okay, this has got 2 out of 3 written all over it for us.
Well, and so is this Tanner Houck's first start since his complete game, his
I
Maddox,
think so.
Right? Okay, well, there you go. That's good news. That's must watch. Be paying attention as we're on our flight. You know, maybe
Figure out how to pull that in on JetBlue on the way to Detroit.
Yeah, if you buy the internet service, you should be able to listen to just it's normal.
If I can't expense that, I'm not buying it.
We expense is the best?
Hey, I don't know.
When do we get our per diem?
Listen, we're just
when do we get our envelope filled with cash?
Here's what I'm looking at. Just get to Friday morning. That's sort of my goal is let's get us to Friday morning because Thursday is going to be chaos. That's when the NFL draft starts at 8 o'clock at night. In fact, we're 2 days, 9 hours, 43 minutes, and 45 seconds away.
It is crazy.
From the draft officially starting.
Yeah, I am it's feeling real now. It's the biggest draft in the history of at least the Kraft organization, and now it feels real. Think how different you will feel Thursday at around 8:30 p.m.
Oh, you mean when everything that I've just resigned myself to because we're on the roller coaster ride down there of it'll just be a quarterback and number 3 and we'll have our interview with him and play it on Friday.
We'll have to figure out what the situation is and how we can actually. Because as soon as they leave the stage, hey, okay, the Patriots have taken so-and-so. He comes, he hugs, and then where do they go?
Yeah, that's
then they
where...
usher, and then there's another interview, and then what? Do they tractor beam them straight to the Patriots? Or they're, you know, so we'll like...
You don't think aircraft will be ready to go? All you have to do is go to Windsor. It's at the casino. We're ready to go.
No, they're going to say, Stacey James will probably be there. It's a don't because right. Isn't there gonna be a team representative?
Oh God, yeah.
Either Aaron or Stacey or one of those guys.
Yeah, we're gonna hopefully have to connect with them at some point here soon. This is wild about the draft because it feels like it's like okay, we got the general idea where we're doing, put it together, and all that stuff. Maybe there's Radio Row. Yeah, maybe there'll be somewhere for y'all to work later. You know, in the evening or something like. We're literally folks going to Detroit. And this is kind of a sight unseen thing. I've never been to that city at all. I'm sure you had, but passing through playing a game
passing through. I've never explored. I don't think I'm going to be doing much exploring anyway.
No, Billy Wiggy was trying to give us all kinds of tips on like where we could go, where we should go.
Eminem has a restaurant called Mom's Spaghetti.
Yeah, yeah.
Get it? Mom's Spaghetti.
Sure.
Sweater already.
Sure, sure.
Okay, you don't know that song.
No, I do.
Do you?
Yeah, it's just, okay, whatever. It's spaghetti.
It's probably nasty.
Every nana on the planet makes that. I can make that. I'd like to go somewhere to where maybe
I got his reservations on Wednesday
or something.
We got a nice little dinner set up Wednesday night.
I have a funny feeling that's getting punted.
Why would it only if you punt it?
No, because the more and more people that I talk to, the more than everybody staying home.
So what? I heard it's the place to be.
It's the place to be.
So my wife was asking me about the difference between the Super Bowl and the draft. Because when the Super Bowl is a big corporate event, there's lots of stars, there's lots of current players, former players. I mean, there's lots of parties, there's lots and lots and lots and lots of stuff to do. And it's like, you know, 4 or 5 days worth of it. The draft. Their prospects, there's no current players going to be there. Why would they go to the draft? They're not. So it's going to be agents, family members.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so it's not real.
We'll bump into Mr. May, I'm sure.
Yeah, at some point in time, we'll find the May family, the May clan.
I think they'll be identifiable.
I think, yeah, because they all look the same. They're all around. They're all blonde, blue-haired, 6'4"-ish. Good-looking family.
Yeah, when Caleb,
good-looking family.
When Caleb tears it up this year, you're going to be that guy next year at the draft. Yeah. They'll be like, oh, you can find where Foye is because kid's in the top 40.
I'll be easy. But no, that's so it's not even close to being.
Joseph Fourier, whose dad, Christian, was a tight end with the Patriots.
Oh, now that's out of way to go, Buck.
Yeah.
His old man would have said that. No, but
so it's different. It's not, and it's even different. Like, what do you see it differently? Because it's more fan interaction than it is corporate player limelight, you know, glitz and stuff like that. When you led us
to the different things are going to be different. Oh, you bet they are. And we're finding out that for some of us, according to the reports from Diana Russini, you might be going, uh-oh, could be some trouble down there at Foxborough, because Diana Russini had in a tweet yesterday, and I want to phrase this properly as she wrote it. The New England Patriots are listening and taking calls from teams looking to move into number three while Elliott Wolf is running point. I'm told Patriots president Jonathan Kraft is heavily involved in the decision making.
The New England Patriots love Jared Stidham.
There is that as well.
This woman, but I tell you what,
Diana Russini's got a real good hit rate.
Oh my God.
However,
she goes so over. Oh, it's heavily. It's almost like she needs to add more weight to the story, to like make it more believable.
But do you buy this?
Okay.
I 1,000,000% believe this. I've been joking about it. We're all on the roller coaster. Everybody get ready to go through the laser loop. Throw your hands in the air. Whee! That's what it feels like. Hate to say it, but it's the whole give me back my franchise. Remember, we kind of joked about that.
I know, but
with the whole
Gerard Mayo thing. Define heavily.
Give me back my franchise.
I'm not going to tell you what to do. Guy who hasn't been named general manager yet. But here's what I think. Winky, winky. Am I wrong? Because what the hell is Gerard Mayo going to do at the draft? Do we really think he's going to look at Jonathan and say, no, boss, I don't want to do that. It'll be okay, we'll make sure you're happy. And to see of all the media people, Mike Silver, quick story. I'm on the Patriots Radio Network. There was someone within the organization who said, hey, this guy Mike Silver's pretty good. Why don't you guys throw him on and see what it's like, da-da-da. It does not surprise me in the least bit that Mike Silver yesterday tweets out, good, take back your franchise. That's the mindset. That is the mindset. We've taken it back. And now, instead of that mean, nasty, snarling troglodyte on the sidelines, now I can get my just due for making decisions around here. God dang it! When's the draft? I'm ready to go. I'm just saying, if I lie, tell me now. 617-779-7937.
We're going to need to respond to that when we come back.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right.
A-U-D-A-C-Y. Type that into your app search, then download.
Gresh and Fourier on WEEI.
Fourier's all ready for that spaghetti. He'll walk around Detroit. His ankle's not ready.
Well, that's just the one verse, huh?
That was it, one verse. It. That's all you get.
I feel good today. My ankle feels good.
Oh,
my back
yeah.
is kind of loose. It's a short flight.
Fourier, Billy. Can you envision on Friday? Boy, my ankle's really bulky. I think we might have to get a wheelchair at the airport.
Yeah, that flight did something to
it. Yep. And then there I am pushing Fourier in the wheelchair and dragging behind the bags on one of those other wheelie carts that are like 250 that people leave in the middle of the parking lot.
Well, with
take
that
advantage of him like he did the guy at Disney. Oh, wow, look, we got a good parking spot now.
Hey, my friend.
No.
All I need you to do is, like, sit there with, like, your eyes closed like the guy signing for the bank loan and just kind of flop your head around a little bit.
If we don't want to wait in line going to the airport, we'll take the handicap entrance and we'll just go right in front of everybody. I have no – that's fine. I mean, I wouldn't be lying.
This flight on the way back on Fridays at 8 o'clock. Can you imagine? Hey, can you stop it, Nick. Can you
that's being changed.
Can you imagine we wheel through and then it's we got 15 minutes to make it, and then it's like O.J. Simpson in the airport in the Hertz
suddenly
commercial.
Suddenly I can walk.
All of a sudden now we can hoof it and start running.
Hey, that guy
running
was faking it.
I want to get to the Jonathan Kraft stuff, but it is 2 for Tuesday, so first...
What is it?
It's a 2-for Tuesday. 2-for Tuesday.
Let's roll.
Caller 9 to the contest line and only the contest line at 617-931-0937. Get a pair of tickets. See the Red Sox take on the Cubs this Saturday over at Fenway. A pair for Sox Cubs on Saturday. Caller 9, 617-931-0937. Good luck. We'll have another pair to give away an hour from now. Okay, so Foye, we had the tweet from Diana Russini. There had been whispers. The walls are talking at Gillette a little bit. We have joked around about the whole give me back my franchise. We now have friend OJK, Mike Silver out there, former NFL Network guy, saying, good, take back the franchise.
So that's why I said defined heavily involved, because I was trying to remember all the different instances when Elliot Wolf spoke, Gerard Mayo spoke, Kraft spoke about who's in charge, who's making what decision, and why. Sure enough, a friend of the show, Andrew Callahan, right?
Oh, you found his tweet.
I found his tweet. Yeah, I was like, oh, perfect. He did all the work for me. I love it. Wrote it out and everything.
Well, I knew you were looking for it. Before.
Yeah, okay, so let's just go through it real quickly. So January 17th, Robert Kraft.
Yeah, basically quickly, Callahan is of the, hey, if this is right and Jonathan has grabbed the wheel, let's say, these quotes contradict that going on.
Yeah, so and basically, hey, listen, okay, so you have some explaining to do. So what is the truth? And this is the whole part of their message, this whole collaboration. They may, in theory, it sounds good, but they're not practicing it, especially when they speak to the public or when they source out material to the likes of Diana Russini. All right, so January 17th, Jonathan's, this is Robert Kraft, Jonathan's not involved in the day-to-day operations. Again, January 17th, on ownership's input will be the same input that we've had for the last three decades. Elliot Wolf. February 27th, ultimately, football decision-makings down to Gerard and I. Gerard Mayo, March 25th, they, ownership, don't want to be involved in football decisions. So,
protest too much.
Okay, so when you say heavily involved, okay, I say, well, define what heavily involved is.
It's very easy.
If I call you up and ask for information, do you give it to me? If I say, hey, I want to stop by, is it okay if I stop by? When I do stop by, are you guys all going to clam up? And if I ask an assistant coach something, is he going to say, I can't tell you anything? Bill told me not to tell you anything. If he wants to know about an injury and he has to go to one of the doctors, is the doctor going to sit there and say, well, Bill told me not to tell anyone about injuries, even you? So what does heavily involved mean? What does it mean to you? Because you paint a different picture. You paint this picture as this, like, wannabe tyrant that runs in and doesn't need to say anything. His mere presence scares everybody.
Yeah.
And all he has to do is suggest something, and they, being the coaches and Elliott Wolf, just assume that's the direction they're supposed to go in. So with all the work that they do,
yep,
and all the effort and all the scouting and all the trips and all the visits, forget about it. Here comes the owner or the owner's son to come in and suggest us to do something. I'm not buying that at all.
Robert Kraft already, for the first time since whenever, named a position specifically that he would like to get coming out of the draft. Now, let me ask you this. Why didn't they say it around the Big Bad Wolf? Why didn't they say that kind of stuff around Bill?
Wait, but they have Bill and Robert have had a difference of opinion on a lot of things. Bill would do one thing, and Robert would be at some meeting, mm-hmm, or mm-hmm, some event, and he would say something totally different.
And it took until the last 2 years for that to start to either get out or happen publicly. They also threw a party whenever Bill left, as if, and I'll use your line, ding dong, the witch is dead. We can come out now.
Yeah.
So you mean to tell me we have an ownership group, at least with one guy, okay? And if there was a guy who was the heavy on the verbiage in the dynasty, it was Jonathan Kraft, was it not? Did we not come away knowing that the Krafts felt like they were either usurped, disrespected, or whatever?
Forgotten.
Because Bill, yeah, had the wheel. And I'm supposed to sit here and think that to a guy they haven't even given the title to, that they're just going to be like, oh, yeah, this is like when Bill's here. We'll just sit back in the background. They have waited 20 years for this. Jonathan Kraft, in a way, has waited 20 years to not have anybody look at him and say no.
Because
even Jonathan couldn't go, as we have learned, and tell me if I'm mischaracterizing this,
okay,
then, they were all paralyzed down there by Bill. All paralyzed. Nobody say a word. Nobody do anything. It led to them having bad feelings about it because they handled it so poorly and didn't say, no, even though you're really good, you work for us. They gave that up a long time ago, and Bill steamrolled them. And I'm supposed to think that the first-year head coach who already said, nah, I don't want to deal with personnel or anything like that, and you have the owner who handpicked that guy who is definitely starting to think about other stuff relative to his legacy, and the one person in the documentary, which we have said, man, that was really a hit piece on Bill, the one guy who said something, the one guy, the one Kraft in there who was willing to say, F it, I don't care, I'm going to say what I want, with a guy who hasn't even been named the GM.
Well, maybe that's why.
He's just going to sit back?
Maybe that
Hell
is.
Hell no.
Okay, well, listen, that's fair. Maybe that's why they didn't name him the GM. Maybe that's why it has less to do about a wait and see. It has more to do about, in the end, the buck stops with us. So you make sure you keep the narrative right and we're all on the same page when it comes to Gerard saying ownership doesn't want to be involved in football decisions. Lie? Is that a lie? Is that Elliott Wolf, February 27th? Ultimately, football decision-making is down to Gerard and I. Really? Fib? Or do they have the Krafts done such a great job convincing these guys that they're in control until they walk into the room? So is Jonathan Kraft now Bill when it comes to, like, people fearing his presence?
Do you think Elliott Wolf would dare look at him and say no?
Yes, I don't. Here's the thing. We don't know Elliott. We don't know him enough. We have no idea. This is his first time. And maybe
it's not his job yet. That's the other part of this,
too. No, but
too.
It is his job.
He almost
is his job.
He almost needs to capitulate to them to ensure that the stripes come his way when this is all said and done.
Well, see, and this is why this whole post-Bill exercise is just so...
It's been handling so badly. We finally killed him.
Yeah, it's now like you don't know now what to do. Now what do you do? So everyone kind of... They're preaching collaboration. They're preaching unity. They're preaching getting rid of silos. But it really turns into a hostile takeover. Like, it's almost like a weird just, hey, we own the team. We're giving you the power, but really not. It is new owner mentality.
Now, let me ask you this. I think with Robert Kraft, you could believe collaboration. Do you think Jonathan Kraft is as much into collaboration as maybe his father seems to be, or at least would publicly say? Because I think you just nailed on something. It was the, we're knocking down the silos or whatever, because we're going to build new ones. Not because it's going to be a free-flowing thing of information or anything like that. No. We're going to burn down Bill's silo to build the one that we want to build with the people who we want to lead it, led by the one person in the organization who now only has one other person to answer to for the first time since he has been the president of the New England Patriots.
And this is why it's so, like, the way they're handling this is stupid. It's terrible. It's horrible. Who gave Diana Rossini the information to run with it the way they did? And then why? Why? Was somebody feeling left out? Was somebody feeling, you know, stepped over, unheard? Was someone like listening to the radio and TV and reading press clippings and their name wasn't mentioned? So suddenly somebody gives some information to Diana Rossini to make sure everybody knows that Jonathan Kraft is heavily involved in the decision making, heavily involved, which means he's there all the time, which means he has a real presence, which means everything that they've said is bullcrap. Like, it has to be. Like, if I wanted to, like, you know, kill a rumor, I would provide somebody who reports on this stuff some information, and they would be like, wow, this is good stuff. Thank you. I'm running with it. How do you like this wording? Did I word it correctly? Yeah, absolutely. Press send. And who wanted this done?
Maybe it was the guy who wasn't at the press conference when Mayo was announced. We'll continue unpacking this next.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Gresh and Fourier
on WEEI.
Download the Odyssey app and listen on demand anytime.
Great song. And apropos, they just want to rule their team. That's all. The word from Diana Rossini, Jonathan Kraft heavily involved in decision making. Christian, let me wind back to something quickly that I'd like to ask you a question on. So there was Bill Belichick got shoved out the door, right? The Kumbaya press conference. It's mutual of Omaha Wild Kingdom. My favorite show.
Yeah, listen to love it.
So it was mutual. And then the day Mayo gets named, he's already intimating quarterback. Now, do you think a guy who just gets the job, coming off of replacing the greatest ever do it. Sorry, folks, I know it ended bad, but you can't argue it. And he already had an inkling of where they were going to go. He was already kind of leading us to drink out of the pond of quarterback on day one.
See,
and we think that there wasn't some kind of kumbaya discussion. Hey, we know how this power setup's going to be on day one. There's already mention of the most important position.
Okay.
Come on.
Quick comment real quick, then I have a question for you that Please. I want you that you didn't answer yet. Okay. Because it feels like to me that the message and the PR and how they're viewed is more important than the actual construction of the team. Because construction of the team takes patience and it takes time, and you need to build it from the ground up, and you're fixing things, and some things you need to wait and see till they develop. That's why I think they're not, they can't possibly trade anything, because they don't feel like the narrative would fit what they're trying to accomplish. I said I want to take a quarterback. You're trading out and you got who? Like, no. Take the damn quarterback and let us kind of start over again. That's where I think the problem is. And this is like, you know, one of the reasons why all these teams fail, because
you draft position, not best player, or someone butts in, like an owner,
they haven't done any of the work. And sure enough, they come in on draft day and say, well, hey, I had dinner with this guy. Why aren't you taking him?
Tepper. That was Carolina last year, was it not?
Yes.
Then they were battling between number one and number two.
Do you remember, I hate to go back to this because I still have this question for you, but David Tepper, even when he talked about his businesses that he grew that made him rich.
My people don't leave me.
My people, it's like he's like bragging about how good he is as being an owner and being a leader. And, you know, you got to trust me with this. And it's so funny because football is different.
Well, it's funny you say that, because if I hit you with this, what if within the tree company there was a Bill Belichick and the owners weren't getting credit? Would the Crafts react the same way in one of their other businesses if all of a sudden the Bill Belichick of paper was working for them and that guy was getting all the praise for pumping up the company or whatever? Would there be paper envy? Would there be like would no. Robert and John? Thank you.
No, it's not. It's you not. Know it's why? Not as sexy.
Because
paper's
bingo.
Boring.
No one is following their paper mill business and stuff like that. But on this, you know what's really interesting? The word legacy has been attached to this number three pick relative to, say, Elliott Wolf and even the Patriots organization. We've heard about the whole, this pick could mean X, Y, or Z, right? This is the legacy pick in theory. Oh, my God.
Okay, so real quickly, the tweet one more time. While this is the last part of it, while Elliott Wolf is running point, I'm told Patriots president Jonathan Kraft is heavily involved in the decision-making. Who needs the public to know they exist? Who benefits from this tweet the most? And then you will know who released it, who is the most insecure, who is the most needy, who feels like they're not part of the band anymore. Who do you think fed that to her? Or at least who started it or suggested it? Maybe they were like told their person to go ahead and release it.
I think it is much more towards the, hey, it's time for me to get my credit crowd.
Yeah, so who would that be?
That would be from the ownership end.
Who specifically do you think?
His
name's right there in the tweet.
I would think it's Jonathan.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It's the whole everybody.
It's so easy to see through. I don't understand why it's like, it's this, and then this close to the draft. We're 2 days, 9 hours away from the draft starting.
Somebody says, who cares if ownership has a say? You don't think scouts will tell them best pick? They might. They don't have to listen. That's the danger.
How about some college scout who rolls into town twice a year, suddenly is in the building, and here comes Jonathan Kraft. You think this guy's going to be like, no, I went to Wichita State and this guy play in person.
I went to Alabama State. You even know where that is, pal?
I mean, like, he's going to sit there
like,
and,
oh, you could just leave then.
No, or even a pro scout. Like, these guys are never even here. They might even know their names. They're all going to have to wear name tags. Hello, my name is College Scout.
Well, and a part of the reason why this is alarming is, well, we just mentioned the David Tepper factor. The whole, he bought the team, first-time owner. That's what I'm praying to God doesn't happen here. I understand that the Crafts are going to rush to be heard because they feel like they haven't under Bill, but they also created that and allowed that to happen. So this is their chance to kind of grab it all back. And what we have to hope is that instead of new owner syndrome, that it's not first time syndrome. Because that's where this
they're
is going
similar.
Towards.
No, no, they're similar.
They're very similar. Because
like I'm reclaiming my virginity.
Bingo.
It's also new.
That'd be tough. I got to say.
I've done that multiple times.
What's that?
Reclaim it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And then a kid came. And then
why does this keep happening? Oh, yeah. It's my first time.
My goodness. Tony Pauline of SportsKita had a report on the Patriots connected to Michael Penix. We got to run this by everybody next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.